Payments company PayU have released data showing the performance of transactions that took place over Black Friday 2020. Their data shows that Black Friday trading volumes rose by 14.1% over the 24-hour period compared to the 2019 period. But this increase is said to be quite tepid when compared to 2019's performance increase against 2018. It saw trading volumes up 9.1% over the weekdays Monday to Thursday in the run-up to Black Friday itself. They found interesting developments like 60% of the e-commerce transactions made were done on mobile phones. Well, to find out more, I'm joined on the line by Karen Nadison. She's the CEO at PayU South Africa. Thank you so much, Karen, for joining us. Just tell us what you found to be some of the most interesting trends around Black Friday this year.
Hi, Nampu. Certainly it was a very, very interesting Black Friday. We generally wait for that 0001 hour and the whole team is up, and that's when the, you know, a lot of shopping happens and everyone is online. And unfortunately, this year, nothing really happened. We saw a 33% decline in the volumes coming through and significantly less spend, 63% less spend in that hour. Up to about 2 a.m., there was still not a lot of shopping going on.
Yes.
59% less spending. And then South Africans, you know, including us, decided to go to bed. And at about 8 a.m., we saw the monitors going off, and all of a sudden there was now an increase in shopping and people started to shop again.
Very interesting. And of course, earlier in the year, e-commerce or online shopping has picked up a lot more than before because of COVID.
Absolutely. So during COVID, we saw about a 50% increase in e-commerce. And so we anticipated that that would continue into Black Friday. So generally, year on year, we see about a 25% increase. Considering the increase in e-commerce, we anticipated between a 30 to 35% increase this year on Black Friday sales. But unfortunately, that wasn't the case. As you said, 14.1%. Some very interesting nuggets. I think consumers this year were really, really out for the deal. So we saw really good increases in the retail, specifically fashion and beauty. Mm-hmm. However, even in those industries, if you didn't have great deals, you didn't really get the money.
Right.
So we saw some beauty merchants that had declines of around 33% in comparison to last year, even though their trading values in comparison to a normal day were up. And then we saw other beauty merchants that had increased 250% in comparison to last year.
Wow.
So it really was all about the deal.
And then what about spaces like the DIY space?
So in the DIY space, we did see some increases, but also they tended to have sales throughout November, calling it Black November. So some of those spaces showed us increases of around, say, 290-300%.
What did you see in terms of being a payment specialist? What did you see in terms of the way people were paying?
So this was really interesting. I mean, we really thought there would be a wider distribution of payment methods, but that's not what we saw. I believe that, you know, some other payment gateways did see that. However, generally we saw 95% of card transactions. So that's credit card and debit card. A small percentage of that on EFT, and then the other payment methods like Discovery Miles and eBucks.
What do you think, why do you think the card is still so strong in South Africa?
So in South Africa particularly, there's a large sector that is actually banked. So we have 80% of the population that is banked. There's also been, you know, great, I think, innovation in terms of security and tokenization around card payments, and banks such as Capitec that have, and Nedbank, you know, and the other banks that have mobilized bank accounts in some of the other areas of the market.
Yes.
So it just seems like this is, you know, people are comfortable with card, and this was certainly the payment method of choice, certainly during Black Friday.
It would have been good to speak to you both about the e-commerce space, that is the online space, and the physical space, so that we get a holistic perspective of what really went down in Black Friday. But I suppose the bottom line is that this is the COVID year 2020, and people have less money, and their propensity to spend is that much more reduced.
Absolutely. And I think that is exactly why we didn't see the kind of volumes that we were hoping for.
Yeah.
It's because people were really out there hunting for bargains.
Karen, we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. That was Karen Nadison. She's the CEO at PayU South Africa.